Corner on Weekend View.
Now, one could be forgiven for feeling that every second call received these days is a spam call. Actually, as technology enables broader outreach and data breaches increase, the volume of unsolicited sales calls now seems to follow. Although South Africa's Protection of Personal Information Act, that's POPIA, has been in force for some time, enforcement of the rules has been relatively limited thus far, or so it seems. This is to address, of course, the prevalence of spam calls. The regulators now have recently introduced changes to the POPIA, which specifically targets telemarketing practices. Let's speak about this now with Sadia Rizvi, who's an associate at the Corporate and Commercial Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. A very good morning to you, Sadia, and thank you so much for your time. So this is an irritation for many people, you know, as a result, having to try and find means of avoiding some of these particular, you know, calls. So what are some of the amendments that have been put in place to try and avoid this?
Good morning, Bongiwe. Thank you very much for having me, and good morning to the listeners. So these 2024 amendments to the POPIA regulations, they're quite significant. They are aimed at strengthening the rights of data subjects, individuals, and trying to make compliance a little bit more practical for businesses. So firstly, they have been updated definitions. So terms like complainant, what is the complaint, what does in writing mean, those have been clarified to remove some ambiguity when data subjects submit complaints or forms either to businesses or to the regulator. Then secondly, the objection processes have now been improved. You can now object to the processing of your data free of charge and using multiple communication channels, either by telephone, WhatsApp, SMS. And if you do object by telephone, that call must be recorded. Mm-hmm. Then the process for correcting or deleting your personal information, that has also been updated. A data subject can do this at any time, and this must be for free. And the company must also respond to the request for corrections or deletions within 30 days. Then in relation to direct marketing, these are some of the biggest changes. If you provide consent, that consent must still be in writing, but it should be obtained using accessible channels. For example, if a telemarketer uses WhatsApp, SMS or phone calls, that consent must be recorded. It must be transcribed and noted down. Mm-hmm. Then in terms of the complaints procedure, that has also been expanded. Anybody can now submit a complaint through multiple channels, and the regulator should now acknowledge the complaint and issue a reference number within 14 days. Okay. So this means the complaints don't just disappear. Mm. They have to acknowledge it. And then lastly, there's been a number of forms that have been updated. So if you're a business, you need to ensure that you're using the new forms to replace the legacy forms. And one of the final amendments is that the regulator can now offer payment plans. So if you've been issued a administrative fine, there's now a better way for you to pay it through a payment plan.
So are these immediate, and can consumers start maybe just saying, you know, start complaining complaints now if maybe they do not want to get some of these calls from the telemarketers?
Yes, so these rules have always been in place. It's just now that there are certain amendments that have been made to make it easier for consumers to take action. So it's not new rules in essence. It's essentially always been there. Consumers can object to their personal information. This rule was always in place. But more importantly, this is now free of charge. When you say no to direct marketing, this can now be through any accessible method, you know, email, SMSs. It's also important to remember that silence, being silent about direct marketing, that does not count anymore. The consumer has to actually actively opt into the marketing. And then in terms of records, the company is required to keep records of consent or of your objection. And if you say no telephonically, they need to have this recording and they must be able to provide it to the data subject if they request it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then in terms of how, if you are not happy with how the company has handled your data, you can file a complaint to the regulator. And the rules now strengthen the fact that the regulator has 14 days to acknowledge your complaint and give you a reference number. You know, so it's a little bit more strengthening of the rules and not so much as a change of the rules.
It sounds like, in fact, it's making the process slightly easier. But thank you so much for that. I appreciate your time. That was Sadia Rizvi, the associate at the Corporate and Commercial Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. It's 6:30.